Hello, this is Chris. Hello?
Hey, Chris. Joel Williams, WDU. Good morning to you.
Hey, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hope your Memorial Day is going well. Appreciate you taking time to be on with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Liebig, is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yep.
Okay, great. Well, my partner's Bill. We go by Bill and Joel. We look forward to talking to you. If you give us about a minute and a half here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, man.
$1 a share last May. It's more than double that today. So if while most of the market's been kind of sleepy, if you picked wisely or with luck, you might have had a sweet year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
I'm Jay Steinfeld, founder of Blinds.com. I started my company with a mission to make the overwhelming problem of purchasing and installing blinds simple. When you call Blinds.com, our expert design consultants walk you through everything. You get free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee means you can do this.
Go to Blinds.com and use promo code BLUE today. This offer ends May 31st, so go to Blinds.com now and use promo code BLUE when you buy three blinds, and Blinds.com will send you a fourth for free.
The key word is free as we celebrate the start of summer at North Hall Ace Hardware. Hi, Chris DeLong here. It's a great time to paint the house, and we want to help. Buy 2 gallons of Clark & Kensington paint and get one free. Buy 2 premium roller covers and get one free. And touch up your deck or wood furniture with gallons of Cabot stain. Save $7 instantly with your Ace Rewards card. Happy Memorial Day from North Hall Ace Hardware, Cleveland Highway at Coolin's Corner. We're proudly local and part of your neighborhood.
Up early and ready to help you prepare for another successful day. It's the Bill and Joel Morning Show on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Yeah, they say that fact is stranger than fiction, and I believe that's so, especially when you talk about things that go on in a court of law and sometimes some of the evidence that's presented. Now, in the modern age, we think of forensics as being the end-all, tell-all, but it's been around in rather interesting ways for a good number of years.
We're going to talk now to Chris Liebig. He is a criminal defense lawyer, and he joins us here on Memorial Day. Chris, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
There have been some, until you've, is this a legal term, funky forensics in legal history?
Yeah, you know, the book touches on some of that, and you know, certainly over the years, things have changed a lot, yeah.
Well, you certainly have chronicled a lot of this, and we look forward to hearing about that, but I guess the first question for you is, that, you know, just name some of the outlandish or some of the situations that are kind of outlandish that you've chronicled.
We know a lot, well, I'll talk about the book in just a second. I think the history of it is sort of like a little bit based on religious stuff. You know, I mean, like ever since common law England, our legal system has tracked religion in a way. And even though most of us think of it today as not being that way, I mean, back in medieval times, I mean, they had everything from, you know, people being burned at the stake, witch trials, animals being put on trial. All of this was basically religious-based. You know, in other words, people thought God was controlling the legal system in some way or making judgments. One thing about the book is it more takes modern forensics, DNA specifically, to talk about if there were some kind of mystical thing going on in a court case and it could be proven with DNA evidence, how would the system react to that? And, you know, it has a religious bent to it, too.
I'm just curious because moving it up to the modern, you mentioned one that I've heard about this before, but I really didn't think it was true, to be honest with you. They call it the Ghostbuster case, the Ghostbuster ruling from New York. And I kind of scratched my head on that one. Read us into that.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's people are having somewhat of a contract or land dispute over a house. And the question comes before a court on whether this house is haunted because people are presenting so-called evidence that it's haunted or believe it to be so, and whether or not that was a breach of contract of some sort, because who wants a haunted house? I think the interesting thing about that ruling, and to contrast it a little bit with my book, is that, you know, it isn't so much in that context that the court needed to rule that the house was haunted, but rather that it was so commonly believed to be so that it amounted to some sort of fraud to sell it to somebody without telling them that. And, you know, what that really comes down to is the power of people's belief can control a reality, too, whether it's true or not. You know, and I think that part of what the book is about is, okay, well, people have all sorts of beliefs, but what if something that couldn't be explained logically got completely proven in court, such as the fact that a person accused of murder who actually looks like a person, seems like a person, but by their DNA is not exactly a person.
Yeah, I was wondering maybe if it went the other way. They were upset because it wasn't haunted because it had been reported as haunted. And, you know,
they were disappointed.
That.
That's what they wanted.
They
yeah.
thought there was more value in that. But I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. And then you, in doing this, I mean, first of all, you're an accomplished author before this. You're also a full-time defense attorney. You got a lot of things coming at you. Do you find these things, though, in your work? Does it ever challenge your core beliefs?
I mean, you know, criminal defense is a tough business. Anyone that does it knows that, you know, and prosecuting cases is too. But so, yeah, you see a lot of crazy things. You see a lot of the worst side of things. But to me, it hasn't really challenged my beliefs in the sense that you also see perseverance, you know, a lot of redemption. You know, you see a lot of good things too. But, yeah, I mean, I think it can make you cynical.
I would almost just say, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'll just say it this way. If it weren't for your core beliefs, it would be impossible to do this job. Or maybe it has strengthened. You have to rely on your core beliefs even more to get you through the day.
I mean, yeah, to an extent, yeah. And everybody who does it has different beliefs. But I think belief in the essential goodness of people is important.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, that does get challenged, of course.
Well, where do we pick up the book?
You can get it. We'll see. Right now, it's in Barnes & Noble, most places around the East Coast. I'm not exactly sure if it's in Gainesville, but it's also on Amazon and any other book-buying website. It's on Kindle. It'll soon be on audio. So anybody can get it on Amazon. In terms of stores, right off the top of my head, I don't know exactly how close it is to your area, but every weekend we're hearing it's in more and more stores.
The book is called Almost Mortal. That's the new new title. And we look forward to hearing more from you, Chris. Chris Liebig has been our guest here this morning. Wish you a great Memorial Day and maybe a day off. And you weren't the one that bought that haunted house for you. It wasn't you.
No.
Okay, just checking. All right, man. Hey, always good having you aboard. Thank you very much. Come back and join us again real soon.
We're 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. That means it's 7:50 here at WDUN.